Although a number of issues will be in the minds of Americans when they go to the polls November 4th, the most dominant is the global financial crisis, which most analysts agree is pushing voters toward making major changes in Washington, and Republican candidates are vulnerable across the country. Currently, Democrats hold a 235-199 advantage in the 435-member House, with one seat vacant. Though Republican leaders have tried to maintain an optimistic public face, there were some early negative signs in 2008. Earlier this year, three key state districts held by Republicans for decades shifted to Democrats in special elections seen as important early indicators. Among them, the seat held by former Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert, where a Democratic candidate benefited from fundraising and an endorsement by Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. In the southern states of Louisiana and Mississippi, two key seats also fell to Democrats. At the same time, since the 2006 midterm election, Republicans leaving Congress, either retiring or running for higher office, outnumber Democratic departures by a margin of 29-6. Debates in House races across the country reflect concerns about the economy and the recent government rescue plan for the financial markets. Democrats and Republicans contrast what they would do in Washington if elected, but they also reflect a lot of common ground on the financial mess. In Ohio's 15th district, which narrowly went Republican in 2006, Democrat Mary Jo Kilroy faces Republican Steve Stivers.
And we need to move in quickly to eliminate and put more oversight and more regulation so the risky behaviors on Wall Street and banking industry that has brought us to this crisis come to an end.
We need to make sure that what they're going to do is going to work. We need to make sure that it's going to be a smart investment and that the taxpayers aren't going to be left holding the bag for Wall Street.
In Colorado, where opinion polls show Barack Obama has opened a significant lead over John McCain, the contest between Republican House incumbent Marilyn Musgrave and Democrat Betsy Markey featured this exchange about energy policy.
My opponent has voted against every piece of renewable energy legislation that has come before the Congress in the last 4 years.
I will always vote against a bill if it has pork in it and a tax increase. And those are the reasons for my no votes on those bills.
In addition to the economy, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have also worked against Republicans, who are weighed down by President Bush's poor public approval ratings. Democrats are outspending Republicans in House races by almost 4-1, with Republican congressional campaign managers forced to make tough choices on where to direct funds. An internal Republican Party document recently reported by U.S. News and World Report and the multimedia political news organization Politico described 58 Republican House seats as being at some level of risk, with as many as 34 seats in serious danger of shifting to Democrats. Among interesting shifts, Minnesota Representative Michelle Bachmann's chances for re-election were damaged by controversy that followed her call for investigations of members of Congress that she suggested had anti-American views. Democrats are not without their problems. In Florida, a Democrat, Tim Mahoney's chances of winning a key Republican seat are threatened by a personal scandal, while Democrats face tough races in some key states, such as Pennsylvania. While Democrats could sharply increase their majority in the House, the picture in the 100-member Senate is less hopeful, where Republicans may still maintain enough seats to block legislation. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.